This podcast is brought to you by SMC. MoneyWise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Fed comments have spooked markets and Nifty is at a five-month low. These and other headlines from the Lal Street are what I bring to you on this evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets saw some recovery in the last 1 hour of the trading session on Thursday, which helped the S&P BSE Sensex to climb above 37,000 and Nifty to climb above 10,900 to 10,950 levels. Nifty 50 breached 10,900 levels on an intraday basis, but then recovered sharply, but still closed at a fresh five-month low, helped by gains in energy and auto stocks. Selling was seen in sectors like metals and media, which were down over 3% each, followed by PSU Bank and IT. The Nifty Bank closed 508 points lower at 28,367. At the end of the day, this was the final tally on the Lal Street. The BSE Sensex dropped 462 points, while the Nifty 50 closed 138 points lower at 10,980. Indian markets remained in the bear grip since the beginning of the trade, weighed down by comments made by the US Federal Reserve Chair on the future trajectory of rate cuts. Muted corporate results and weakness in the core sector growth, which reflect a slowdown in economic growth, acted as a tailwind for the Indian markets. CRISIL slashed the GDP growth estimate for India by 0.2% per points for FY20. Vinod Nair, who is head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Domestic market is going through a tough time due to mixed earnings announcements and negative FII inflows. Globally, a less dovish stance of FED, that is the Fed, triggered a sell-off across the markets. While on the domestic front, no clue about monthly auto sales, volatility in rupee and concerns over further downside in the economy impacted. The Indian market is hoping for an ease in policy to overcome the current liquidity issue. RBI may oblige to contain this anxiety and spur growth," unquote. Returning to what happened on the Lal Street today, over 500 stocks hit 52-week lows on the BSE, and that list included names like India Bulls Ventures, Tata Motors, Vedanta, GETND India, Tata Motors, Hindalco Industries, Tata Elxsi, Bank of India, Escorts, Castrol, Biocon, Wockhardt, Mahindra & Mahindra, Central Bank, Gail India, Fortis Health, Eicher Motors and Monsanto India. Top Nifty gainers today were Maruti Suzuki, Wipro and Bharati Infratel, which were up 1-2%, while on the losing front we had JSW Steel and Vedanta, which lost over 5% each. Some stocks that were in the news today, shares of commercial vehicle maker Ashok Leyland fell 1% after the company reported subdued sales in July and disappointing numbers in the June quarter. Shares of Eicher Motors hit fresh 44-month low as global brokerages cut price target after subdued earnings in the June quarter. Zee Entertainment fell 4% as brokerages were not convinced with the Oppenheimer deal and see uncertainty till September. Shares of Escorts slipped 2% on the back of poor sales in the month of July 2019, and FMCG company Marico reported a 21.6% jump in its quarter one FY20 consolidated net profit to 315 crore rupees against 259 crore rupees in quarter one FY19, that is last year. The stock closed 1.2% lower at 362.55 rupees. Quick flight around the world as usual. European shares recovered from early losses on Thursday as a solid batch of bank earnings outweighed the impact of falling expectations of US interest rate cuts, reported Reuters. Asian markets ended lower on Thursday today after a report about Chinese factory activity contracted in July. The Shanghai Composite slipped 0.81% to 2,908.77. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 0.76% to close at 27,565.7, and South Korea's Kospi was down 0.36% to close at 2,017.34. Well, that's it. Those are all the stories that you absolutely had to know from the Lal Street. Podcasts, of course, don't end on Money Control. We'll be taking a look at the life and times of VG Siddharth on our Digging Deeper podcast. And as usual, I'll be bringing to you stories from the country and the world on Stories of the Day. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.